This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Zero Hedge has a comprehensive timeline of the Biden family's crime chronology, if you will, when it began, etc. And let me, it's tough to do it on radio, but you'll kind of get the idea. November 1 of 2013, China BHR. That's what the title is. Hunter Biden business associate and Chinese investors agree to create Bohai Harvest RST Equity Investment Fund Management Company. They, for short, BHR. An investment fund controlled by the Bank of China to focus on mergers and acquisitions and investment in and reforms of state-owned enterprises. December the 4th, about just over a month later, VP Biden travels with Hunter on Air Force 2 to China to meet the CEO of BHR, Jonathan Lee. Shortly after BHR's business license was approved and Hunter Biden was on the board. So Joe Biden saying he knows nothing about his son's dealings was blown out of the water back in 2013. Now 2014, February 5th, in Kazakhstan, there's a picture of Joe Biden meeting with Kazakhstani businessmen with Hunter in this picture. April of the same year, Burisma, the Ukrainian energy company, put Biden on their board of directors. They hadn't announced it yet, but on April 15th, tax day, ironically, here in America, they say Hunter's been approved. Now, I don't know about you, but I've been approved on the board. It took a year, and they looked up I think I went in for a prostate exam and when they go up your bungee hole and look for bad stuff. Anyway, it was an exam that I think alien autopsies would have been very proud of. April 24th, a week later in Ukraine, VP Biden travels and gives the anti-corruption speech that he's so famous for, where he withheld the money. A day after that, Rosemont entity wires $142,300 to a car dealership in New Jersey for Hunter's new sports car. Less than a month after that, May 12th in Ukraine, Burisma announced that Hunter Biden was on the board. It was wheels up in the jet. May 21, 2014 in Romania, Biden visits Romania, delivers a speech to the Romanian Prime Minister, judges, prosecutors, and leaders of the parliament. September 12th, this is about a few months after that China BHR deal I mentioned, invested $1.7 billion in a CCP-linked petroleum and chemical company. December the 9th of 2014, China BHR, Hunter Biden and business associates invested $484,920 in BHR. So they know what's going on, and now they're investing in it. December 22nd, those Kazakhstanis I talked about and Burisma, they joined together with the CCP-linked company and announced a transnational financial arrangement. March of 2015, 20th of 2015, so this is 3 months later, Hunter Biden organizes a dinner at Cafe Milano in Washington, D.C., where he has his father stop by to the dinner to meet high-level Burisma official Vadim Podorsky. So, again, Joe Biden is proven to be a liar in that he knows of his son's business dealings. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. BHR joins with a CCP-linked entity to acquire U.S.-based Hennigis Automotive in a deal reportedly worth $600 million. So now they're in the car business. September 28th of 2015, VP Biden welcomes Romanian President Klaus Iohannis to the White House. A readout of the meeting states, the VP welcomed President Iohannis focused on anti-corruption efforts and rule of law as a means to strengthen national security and promote greater investment and economic growth. He voiced satisfaction over Romania's progress with the fight against corruption. Now, here's what I want you to understand. in Ukraine, corruption. In Romania, corruption. The most corrupt guy in our government is over the anti-corruption efforts, which tells you all you need to know. Both of these countries became more corrupt under Biden. November 2, 2015 in Ukraine, Vadim Podarsky suggests high-level U.S. officials come to Ukraine, talk with the Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin and President Petro Poroshenko about Mykola Zhukovsky's investigations. Prosecutor General Shokin was investigating Burisma and Burisma's owner, Zelensky, for fraud. Prosecutor General Shokin is a Ukrainian government official that VP Biden demanded Poroshenko fire. Back to Romania, November the 5th. 3 days later, Romanian businessman Gabriel Popovișu begins making deposits into Robinson Walker LLC bank account, an entity owned by Biden's associate Rob Walker. Popovichu's company sent Robinson Walker his first wire of roughly $180,000, and from November of 2015 to 2017, his company paid Robinson Walker over $3 million. Biden family accounts received approximately just over $1 million from Robinson Walker after Popovichu's deposits. 16 of the 17 payments were made to Joe Biden was VP during that time. November the 6th, the next day, Ukraine, Amos Hochstein, a high-level U.S. official working in the Obama administration, meets with Hunter Biden to discuss Burisma. November the 11th, Romania, Rob Walker's account wired Hunter $59,900. November the 11th, Ukraine, Amos Hochstein meets with VP Biden in the West Wing. November the 12th, Amos Hochstein, this is the next day, calls Hunter Biden. November the 13th, Hunter Biden travels to Romania to meet with U.S. ambassador to Romania. The same day, November the 13th, VP Biden announces a trip to Ukraine to take place the first week of December 2015. I mean, they're practically using all of America's assets. I'm talking jets, attachés, you know, helpers, aides, etc., to further their business. The next day, November the 14th, Vadim Podarsky emails Hunter Biden's confirmation that the VP will be traveling to Ukraine. And we're just getting started, folks. Tons more. We haven't even brought in CEFC, which is the one that Hunter Biden really banked on. We're just getting to it. Now, I realize that's, you're drinking from the fire hose as you're listening to those, but you can start to connect the dots yourselves a little bit and understand this is being orchestrated at the level of the vice president and his staff, and we're using government employees to further the causes of the Biden family's business. Crooked business.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As I read through this chronology, this timeline of the Biden family corruption, it's so easy to connect the dots on what's going on in Ukraine. We hadn't even gotten to Romania in terms of what was he going to do with Romania with all the things that he got from them? It's easy to connect the dots. Joe Biden was an intricate part of this because he is the company. He's the influence. And he says, I never spoke to anybody. There's dinners, there's galas, there's invitations to his own residence. December the 17th of 2015, Biden hosted a holiday party at his own residence where Amos Hochschild and Hunter Biden both attended. These are people, of course, Hunter, but I'm saying Amos was brokering deals with Hunter. December 23rd, Robinson Walker wired Hunter $60,000 more. January 20th of 2016, Biden met with President Poroshenko in Switzerland at the WEF, the World Economic Forum, where Biden reinforced the linkage between the loan guarantee and the necessary reforms. In other words, he made sure that they kept everything quiet about what Hunter was doing in Ukraine if he wanted the money to keep flowing. And is the money flowing in Ukraine? Somebody please tell me. February the 4th in 2016, Zolicheski gave Hunter an unspecified extravagant birthday gifts. A week later, Biden and Poroshenko conducted a call. A day after that, Robinson Walker wired Biden, Hunter Biden $61,126. 4 days later, President Poroshenko asked Prosecutor General Shokin to resign. February 18th in Ukraine, VP Biden calls Poroshenko to thank him for calling on Shokin to resign. The 19th, Poroshenko said he received Prosecutor General Shokin's letter of resignation. March 24th, the payments kept coming from Romania. Robinson Walker wired $61,816 to Owasco to Hunter Biden. March 29th, less than a week later, Hunter Biden meets again with the U.S. ambassador to Romania. The same day in Ukraine, the parliament approved President Poroshenko's firing of General Shokin. Fast forward to May. Robinson Walker is now wiring the Bidens $530,000. We've gone from $60,000 to $530,000. November the 1st, 2016, China BHR. They agreed to purchase London Mining Company's minority stake in the African cobalt copper mine in the Tinki Fugurumi mining SA for $1.14 billion. Now keep in mind, this is where Hunter is now investing his money. BHR, January of 2017, invested $440 million in a Chinese facial recognition company. You wonder what's coming to the U.S.? I just gave you the answer. Robinson Walker wired in January through February of 2017, he wired Owasco, which is Hunter, another $44,000. February 16th, 2017, China's CEFC, Chairman Yi Jinming gives Hunter a diamond worth $80,000 after having dinner together in Miami, Florida. That's the infamous diamond. Chairman Yi's company wired on March 1st of 2017. They wired $3 million to Robinson Walker, which is the entity owned by Rob Walker. May 6th through May 28th of 2017, Rob Walker wired at least $1.1 million to the Biden family accounts. May 1st of the same year, Joe Biden attended a CEFC meeting at the Four Seasons in Los Angeles, according to a Biden family associate. So, again, Joe Biden doesn't know anything about his family's business, but he's just miraculously appearing at all the events where Hunter has his associates or his business associates and operatives. May 13th, an email between Biden associate about the ownership of CSC mentioned 10 held for by H for the big guy. June 2nd of 2017, Robin Walker, Walker LLC wires $61,726. So we're back now to wiring the $60,000 to the Biden family. July 30th of 2017 is when we get the infamous, I'm sitting here with my father message. We'd like to understand why the commitment has not been fulfilled. This is the China CEFC. That was in July 30th. August the 2nd, arrangement between CFC and the Biden family changes as original Biden associates are removed. Hunter Biden writes, the chairman changed the deal after we met in Miami to a much more lasting and lucrative arrangement. To create a holding company, 50% owned by me, 50% owned by him. Consulting fees is one piece of our income stream, but the reason this proposal by the chairman was so much more interesting to me and my family is that we would be partners in the equity and profits from and profits of the JV, the joint venture investments. August the 2nd. The joint entity, Hudson West III LLC, is formed, 50% owned by CEFC agent Gojing Dong, 50% owned by Hunter Biden. A day later, in the WhatsApp app exchange, Hunter tells CEFC associate Gong Wen, they call him Kevin Dong, the Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants from this partnership. August the 4th, CEFC wired $100,000 to Biden's Owasco PC. On August the 8th, CEFC wired $5 million to Hudson West 3. September 23rd of that year, this is again related to the China CEFC, Hunter Biden requests keys made at his shared office with his Chinese partners. Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden, Gongwen Dong, and to adjust his business signage listing, the Biden Foundation and Hudson West, CEFC U.S. on the sign. So, he made keys. Joe Biden, Jill Biden, Jim Biden, Kevin Dong, the Chairman Yi CEFC emissary. And then he adjusted the signage on his office. Do I need to go any further? November the 8th, 2017, related to China CEFC, Patrick Ho, CEFC agent in America, was arrested at JFK on suspicion of bribery and money laundering on behalf of this crooked organization. He got prosecuted. Remember, we talked about him. They wouldn't let him mention the Biden name because they said it would be too political. But he's directly engaged in CEFC, where Hunter Biden has put their name on the building. Hudson West, CEFC U.S., in partnership with Gongwen Kevin Dong, Chairman Yi, CEFC emissary. But who's going to jail? Patrick Ho. He's the patsy, the fall guy, the scapegoat. Biden's have gotten millions so far now. Just getting everything set up, and it's an international, multinational conglomerate of how they're going to do things that are not have nothing to do with U.S. interests, allowing the Chinese to get a foothold in America. And you wonder, why is all this, I mean, why are these, how are they avoiding jail? And now we've got congressional hearings where it's obvious what these people were doing, but the Democrats do nothing, right?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The blistering heat wave baking the southern United States will drag on into next week and beyond. Over 90 million people are living in an area that is experiencing dangerous levels of heat. Forecasters say over 2,000 heat records have been broken across the southern United States from California to Florida. This as Vermont is continuing to recover from the impacts of a catastrophic flooding event from last week. At a press conference, Governor Phil Scott says that it's crucial for residents to report damage.
If your house, basement, or garage flooded, if you have any damage to your home or property as a result of these storms, and that includes driveways, equipment, and vehicles, it's pretty broad. Please report it to 211.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
That's just a bold-faced lie. Easy. As I said, doesn't even pass a common sense test. You have a kid that's in business for himself, especially one struggling with dope, and you don't want to know what he's doing. I don't ever ask any questions. But what's more revealing is an Axios interview that Joe Biden did. I don't know if you've ever heard this, but as you listen to it, listen to Joe Biden deflect. Let me put it to you this way. You're the vice president, and you've got a crackhead son who you know gets involved with prostitutes. He's dealing, he's involved with the drugs. No question about it. He's got very questionable behavior. And you say, there was nothing suspicious. Why would I want to know what my crackhead son, who's addicted on drugs and addicted to prostitutes and sex, what would I think he's going to do to hurt the family? I mean, that's just a stupid question. Here's the interview in case you want to know what I'm talking about. And I said, look, folks, I'm no genius here. I'm no guru. You listen to it. You tell me if you come to the same conclusions that I do.
On your son, Hunter Biden, President Trump says, Sleepy Joe has real problems. Reminds me of Crooked Hillary and her 33,000 deleted emails. A lot of the Ukraine charges about you have been debunked and were unfair. There's one thing that a lot of Democrats even do wonder about, and that is Hunter Biden, your son, was getting paid a lot of money to serve on the board of a Ukrainian energy company facing serious corruption charges. You were the vice president running point on Ukraine. The average Joe hears that and says, that sounds fishy. What's your understanding of what your son was doing for an extraordinary amount of money?
I don't know what he was doing. I know he was on the board. I found out he was on the board after he was on the board, and that was it. And there's nobody...
Well, you've had a lot of time. Isn't this something you want to get to the bottom of?
No, because I trust my son.
But that doesn't pass the smell test. Like, when you're vice president, isn't there a higher standard? Don't you need to know what's happening with your family? Don't you need to put down some guardrails?
Unless there was something that was... there was something on its face that was wrong. There's nothing on its face that was wrong. So, look, if you want to talk about problems, you know, let's talk about Trump's family. I mean, come on. This is... These guys are amazing.
So you think that everything that happened was kosher?
You know there's not one single bit of evidence, not one little tiny bit, to suggest anything done was wrong. You know that. But you keep asking me these questions. It's okay. You're doing what you have to do. But I'm not worried about it. Look, the American public knows me.
Last one on this. Okay. So you're elected. You're in office. What guardrails would you have to be sure that your son, your brother Jimmy, doesn't do anything to trade on the family name?
They will not be engaged in any foreign business because of what's happened in this administration. No one's going to be seeking patents for things from China. No one's going to be engaged in that kind of thing.
So no foreign business for your relatives in office.
If you get a chance, you should see that particular video and the reaction of Joe Biden, his body language. Totally guilty. Kevin Jackson's you listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. This is when it's getting critical in this timeline, this chronology of what the Bidens were doing, which was well documented. I know Tyler Durden, he didn't write it, but he references who wrote it, and I don't have that information handy. But these are important dates. You're starting to see all the money is starting to, some of the companies are unwinding, like CEFC begins to unwind. The Biden family comes under such spotlight because now they got to put Joe into office and they're wondering what's going on. Now, keep in mind, Patrick Ho, CEFC, he's now, he got arrested at JFK. He's been convicted now of violating the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act in a multinational bribery scheme and money laundering offenses. This is a partner of Hunter Biden, and the Biden family isn't even mentioned. They have invested. They are getting money from this company, and the family's not even brought up. Patrick Ho can't mention it. Suspected economic crimes. He was detained by the Chinese over this. Now, don't even get me going on that, rabbit hole. So, he says he's never spoken to his son about his business dealings. He trusts his crackhead son implicitly. There was nothing for anybody to be looking at. Why are you guys asking me these questions? You should be asking Trump about it. Ukrainian law enforcement in June 13th of 2020 announced a $6 million bribery scheme by Zolochevsky in order to end the probe into the Burisma founder. FBI form 2020, this is a week later, the FBI generated a form 1023 to memorialize information obtained from a confidential human source. This confidential human source told the FBI that an oligarch had told the CHS that he bribed then Vice President Biden $5 million and $5 million for his son in exchange for certain actions related to Ukraine. Joe Biden said October 20th of that year in a presidential debate, "I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life." That's when you knew he was lying. That's when you knew the gig was up. And I could go on. He said his son has not made any money in terms of things about what you're talking about, China. Then he goes on to say the only guy who made money in China is President Trump. Again, deflection. What does Biden do every time somebody says, "What are you doing?" He deflects. It's Trump. It's Trump's family. Oh, you mean that family that has a history of actual business? That has a product that it sells? They want patents in China. Why wouldn't they? Maybe they've got a building technique or a process that they want. Who knows? Joe Biden says it like it's, they're foreign, they're trying to get patents in China. That's what business people do. They get patents. Joe Biden is responding like a person who doesn't understand how business works. You want to know why? Because the only business that Joe Biden knows is influence peddling. That's it. So now we can fast forward to 2023, where the Bidens are being held accountable, and you know what they're doing? They're tuck, tail, and run, while the DOJ and the Democratic Party are continuing to run interference with the Bidens, knowing that the jig is up. We know everything we need to know. And as I mentioned, and we played a previous quote, a thing in the previous hour, a clip, Comer saying, "We now have the Ukrainian bank records." Where's this going to end for the Bidens, folks? What do you think's going to happen? I'm going to tell you right now, this government, as crooked as it is, has no alternative except to turn on the Bidens. No alternative. There's no running from this. There's no hiding behind anything. And even though the mainstream media isn't picking up everything, the drip of it is happening. And you know who's most important in the drip? You are. You're the one who has to say, Ziegler told the truth. Shapley told the truth. The IRS whistleblowers are telling the truth. Hunter Biden paid for prostitutes using his company. And as I said earlier, the Republicans have a silver bullet. Go find somebody, because there's a litany of them, who did what the Bidens are doing and who are serving time in prison, and interview them and say, are you going to get your attorneys to get you out? Because here's what Hunter Biden did. He used his money for prostitutes. He used his money to buy himself lavish cars, to stay in hotels that you and I could, just places you and I couldn't afford to stay in our lifetime. $10,000 a month hotels. I'm sure he's flying around in private when he wasn't flying around in the royal plane for the Bidens, Air Force Two. He was getting chauffeured around in private jets when they weren't paid for by oligarchs. He was paying for them himself. Why not? He had the money. And look at everybody who got paid. Hunter, Jim, they know this. This isn't a question. There are 12 Biden family members on the payroll. And I don't know if they're including the big guy in it, but we know he's another, so he may be lucky number 13. They asked this guy, is there a higher standard for a vice president with his kids? No, there's no higher standard, not unless there was something on its face that was wrong. That's what Joe Biden said. So there was nothing on its face that was wrong, because we got the laptop, right? The one that they denied, that they call Russian influence, that had Hunter Biden snorting coke off of prostitutes' backs and stomachs, engaging in sexual activity with what looked to be, in some cases, underage kids, human trafficking. No, there's nothing to see here. Well, I didn't need to vet my son as a sitting vice president and a potential presidential candidate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Approximate total transfers from the Romania company would have been $3.1 million to everyone.
How much did Hunter Biden and his business associates receive from State Energy HK Limited through the Robinson Walker LLC?
$3 million. The total transfers from Hudson West 3 to everyone was $3.7 million. Burisma paid to everyone involved $6.5 million.
Burisma also paid Blue Star Strategies and a law firm hundreds of thousands of dollars, bringing the total Burisma payments to over $7 million. Is that correct?
That is correct. $7.3
million. Between 2014 and 2019, this brings the total amount of foreign income streams received to approximately $17 million, correct?
That is correct.
That's a lot of cheddar for no product. What's the product? Hunter Biden doesn't have any ability. I mean, he's got no stake in any of this stuff. None. Joe Biden has no stake in any of this stuff. He has no expertise in it whatsoever. What could they possibly be selling? I'm asking. I would have said to a Democrat, or I would have asked the IRS people, what, based on the what you've seen in terms of the companies, what was the product? Nobody asked them that. I'm sure they wouldn't have been able to answer. But they wouldn't have been able to answer because there is no product. But I'm saying, just go back and look and ask yourself, why? Okay, so you put Hunter on the board of Burisma. Okay, he's supposed to do what? He knows nothing about energy. What's he going to do? Then you start connecting the dots of what happens after that. What is the product? Because there's got to be a product. When we're building these plans in business school, or when you're building a business plan, you call them widgets. And a widget is nothing, right? It's a fictitious thing. Well, the Bidens built a business plan on widgets because they don't have anything. Once you say Hunter's on the board of Burisma, then what starts to happen? Burisma gets this approval, that approval, this approval, that approval. Hunter Biden has no lineage, no expertise, nothing, no partnerships, anything that can get the things done that Burisma got done. With all the things that I went through in that chronology, that timeline, there is nothing. There's only one guy who can make any of that happen. Anybody want to make a guess who that is? It's Kevin Jackson. No, I'm kidding. It's Joe Biden, of course, with the help of Donald Trump, who would, of course, be colluding with the Russians to do it. This is insane. Go back to the basics. You don't have to get crazy here. Joe Biden says, I knew nothing about my son's business. Common sense debunks that. Joe Biden says, I haven't taken a penny from any foreign source. Why did he use a penny? Why did he say, I've taken no money? He did a penny. He wanted you to understand, not one single penny, which means he took millions, and we just got it. $17 million that family has taken. Who took it? Was it Hunter Biden's amazing legal acumen? What? How did Hunter do it? Or James, or I don't know, grandbaby, or Haley, the sister-in-law who apparently liked having sex with both brothers. What expertise did any of them bring? You know who took that money? Joe Biden, because he's the quantity. He's the product. But Joe Biden says, I didn't take a penny. And he says, and neither did my sons. And then he pivots back, but those Trumps did. They set up a bank account in China. As if companies doing business in foreign nations don't set up bank accounts. It's ridiculous. You have a bank account when you do business in a country. When a friend of mine and I ran a video store in Jamaica, you know what we did? We had a bank account. Because they want to know that you're leaving money into society there. We're not taking all the money and bringing it back to America. No, it was a reason to go. It was the reason why we did the thing. We got a $99 special to go to the Bahamas. I'm sorry, Jamaica. And so the idea was, okay, well, if we're going to go, and went, one time Willie went, and the videos were so bad, he went, man, they're stepping on these videos like, you know, cocaine was like flour. He goes, we could do a better job. Why don't we bring videos in and open up a legit video store as opposed to a bootleg one? So we did. And we established a bank account in Jamaica. If we'd been wanting to move drugs or do bootleg stuff, we wouldn't have done it. But Joe Biden, look at these guys, they're getting their patents in China. Oh, you mean they actually have a product? See, because Joe, you can't patent influence peddling. No, the Democrats already hold the patent on that. You can't patent that. So anyway, Ziegler is questioned on how much money, and he's very specific. So they've got $7 million from him, says Comer. He says, well, $7.3 million. He corrects it and gives them the exact number because you know what you don't want to do when you mess with an accountant? My wife happens to be one. She knows the numbers down to the penny. They know detail. They are detail-oriented people. The Bidens aren't. See, the Bidens are the people that leave their laptops at repair shops. They drop their cocaine at the White House. That's who the Bidens are. They leave a trail. Here's Raskin wants to destroy Shapley on some information, and he just gets killed.
It seems to me that a lot of your testimony has been about the problem of prosecutorial discretion and the traditional tug of war between investigators and prosecutors who are more attuned to the rigors of the courtroom.
It wasn't just investigators that agreed with these charges. In Exhibit 2 in my testimony, it clearly shows a prosecution recommendation report where it says right in the document that the Assistant United States Attorneys and Department of Justice Tax Division agreed with those recommended charges.
That, folks, was Raskin trying to essentially say, okay, despite all these crimes that you know that Hunter Biden committed, the bank fraud and, you know, him using his corporate bank account for private stuff that he wanted done, like his membership to the sex club that was disguised as a golf club or something, like his payments to prostitutes, his using the corporate account to fly prostitutes to him, violating the Mann Act, but fly prostitutes to and from him, perform services, employees that weren't employees, that were actually sex kittens that he employed. And I could go on, but let's ignore all that because the prosecutors don't really believe it. The prosecutors didn't see anything to investigate, and all it is it's investigators versus prosecutors, and you're an investigator. What could you possibly know about what could be criminal and charges should be brought? You don't know anything. And the guy goes, well, I'm not going to concede that I don't know anything, but I will tell you this. The prosecutor's investigative report agreed with those recommendations.
Oh.
What about, they were asked about, did they get all the information they needed to do their work at the from the FBI? Here's the response.
Were you all ever given access to the form 1023 that alleged Joe Biden and Hunter Biden were a part of a bribery scheme with Ukraine? The reason I ask that is because that allegation is consistent the way that the oligarch claimed he gave the Bidens the bribe is consistent with what we've seen in Romania and other countries where they set up all these shell companies and then they launder the money through the shell companies back down to different Biden family members. So I wondered if you knew about that form before it became public.
So I can speak to that. So in my original transcript, I wouldn't have been able to say that I knew anything about 1023, but I provided a supplement after I saw open source information from the former Attorney General Bill Barr that said that he saw this document and they sent it to Delaware for further investigation, and the team, as far to the best of my knowledge, never saw that document.
So the team that was in charge of investigating the Biden family for tax crimes never received the FBI document that alleged Joe Biden was involved in a bribery scheme?
Yeah, for the IRS investigators on the case, the answer is no.
Is that odd?
I mean,
everybody knew you were investigating the Bidens for at least tax evasion.
Generally speaking, if there's any types of money coming in and there's a criminal tax investigation ongoing, I don't see how that information could be withheld from the investigators.
And I can tell you, and I can provide this in my testimony, but like there's things that are contained on that document that could further corroborate other information that we might be having an issue corroborating because it could be regarding a foreign official. Wow. So if we have information regarding that in a document or a witness, we can further corroborate later evidence. And like I said, if that's something that we have, we can turn that over to the House Ways and Means Committee.
Thank you. Thank you.
High crimes and misdemeanors, folks. Bribery at the highest level. Extortion in many cases. Extorting whistleblowers. And not just extortion, but intimidation. All kinds of things the Biden administration has been doing. And it's time that it's put to an end.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.